Shalom. L'chol chevrei yeshiva, l'chol begrei yeshiva, l'chol talmidei yeshiva. Very special help from that we should be zeicher to have nachas, have a little bit tzar. We should be able to go on with our avodas Hashem, with our being Isaac and Torah, being Mefitz Torah. We should be zeicher being Dovik and Rabbeinu Shalom. In doing a tshuva shleima, being able to know what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants us to do and how the Rabbeinu Shalom wants us to do it, in order to bring in the nachas ruach that he's asking for, that he's telling us that he wants. Beis Hashem, we should be zechet that bekarev. We should be able to, the Rabbeinu Shalom should open our eyes and see what it is that he wants us to do and how he wants us to do it, and we should be zechet to do it and bring that. This matzav of din, the matzav of tzara that's going on, to a quick end, and to bring back Klal Yisrael to a matzav which is much better than it was before. Sayin Aveda, Sayin Harbonas HaTeira, in doing Ratzon Hashem Yisbarach in the best possible way, in the way that Rabbeinu Shalom knows that we can do it. Holding by Parshas Tatzriya Metzera. The Baal HaBeit Levi always used to say, all the Talmidim remember, what's the Midah Keneged Midah of Tzaras? Chazal say, the most famous of Chazal that say what the cause of Tzaras is because of Lashon Hara. The Medrash Rabbah in this week's Parshas Metzera, goes on the Pasuk, Al titan es picha lachti es besorcha, al temer lifnei amalach kishkogahi, lami yikzeif halakim al kalecha, v'chibil es masi yadecha. So the Medrash learns that's going on, talking Lashon Hara, that lachti es besorcha, causing damage, causing ill, causing guilt on our flesh, either on ourselves or Rachman al Tzan, on our children. Don't do that. Don't allow yourself to talk. Don't allow yourself to be talking Lashon Hara. Lachti es b'tzarecha, because it's going to bring an ashem. It's going to bring guilt on ourselves and ourselves and on our families. So that's the most famous of the Sivis, even though there are many, many Chazal that say it comes from many different things, many different Averis. So the Baal HaBeit Levi always used to ask, what's the Midah Keneged Midah? Why is it that the Tzaras comes for Lashon Hara? And the Teretz that he used to say is, because, why does a person speak Lashon Hara? Why does he allow himself to speak Lashon Hara? The same person who's speaking Lashon Hara wouldn't think of going over to someone and harming him physically. The same person he's willing to talk Lashon Hara about, he wouldn't think of going over to him and hitting him or hurting him. So why does he allow himself to speak Lashon Hara about the person? The reason is because he doesn't believe that speaking Lashon Hara, that the words make a difference. The words don't do any real harm. Now mainly he allows himself to do so. So she used to say all the time, that's the Midah Keneged Midah. Because by Matzaras, the din is that not the nega has to be brought to the kain. The kain has to see the nega, and he has to say Tamei or Tahar. That's good if you have a kind that's a Talmud Chacham and he knows the halachas. What if you do if you have a kind that's Nebuch Nam Aretz and he doesn't know the halachas? So what do you do then? So the din is, if there is a Yisrael Talmud Chacham, then the Yisrael looks at the Nega, he tells the kind, the Yisrael tells the kind what the din is, whether this is Tamei or this is Tahar, and the kind has to say Tamei or Tahar. What will happen with this person, whether he's a Tamei and has to have Shiluch Mishlosh Machnas from Gimel Machnas, or he's a Tahar, will depend solely and completely on the word, even though he doesn't know whether it's correct or not himself. He's only going by what the Talmud Chacham is telling him, the Yisrael is telling him. But the determination of what his din is going to be will be based on the word that he says. So she used to say, that's the Midah Keneged Midah. The neged mida, connected mida is to show us the chashivus of what a word is. We think that a word is not, doesn't have any great consequence. It's not something that can really harm a person. So the din is that this din shows us that the word of a person has a tremendous amount of consequence. It can be a determining factor in whether this person has to be mechutz l'machna meshavay, or is it a person that can be together with the rest of Klal Yisrael. Today this carries a lot of weight with it. The fear of being sent out of the Tel Shalosh Machnas is something which is a real fear today. Not from the Shalosh Machnas only, but from all of the rest of Klal Yisrael, the rest of the world. We feel that as a result of the dangers of the illness that's going around, the coronavirus, so many of us have to be cloistered, we have to be sequestered, we have to be alone. We have to be alone from everybody. Many of us had psachim, had sdarim, that we were alone. And that's something that we can therefore appreciate, how vichtig a word is. How vichtig a word is that you see that whether or not a person has to be alone for an inordinate amount of time, or it's something that we can all be together and enjoy each other's company, and enjoy the pilpul chaverim, and being able to be Isaac with one another, or not, is something which is a very real thing that we're dealing with today, and that's something therefore we can appreciate how vichtig it is to be able to be together with the tzibur and not have to be sent away from being together with the rest of the klal. The Medrash says on this pasuk in Kehelas, "Al titan espicha lechti espasarcha v'altemel lefnei amalach kishkagahi." So the Tanchuma says in Mitzera, the first shtickle on the Tanchuma in Tashas Mitzera says, "Al titan reshus lehotzi davar v'picha lechti espasarcha." Don't give your mouth permission to say a word that's going to be machti besarcha, that's going to cause yourself to have guilt. The pasuk continues, "Kishgagahi." Don't say before the malach that it was a shgaga. Don't say to the malach that's mamuna on you, "Bishgaga hotzi yisya diber," that the word came out, it was a shagig. I didn't really do it on purpose. I didn't mean it. "Shgaga hotzi yisya diber mipi." She called diber v'diber she yetsa mipicha v'sefer nichtavim. So the Medrash gives an interesting reason. Why shouldn't you say to the Malach that Mamuna Alecha, that which you said was a Shkaga? Because Kol Ma'asecha B'Sefer Nechtavim, everything that you say, every word that we say is written in a Sefer. Bein Tev, Bein Ra, whether what we said was good or bad, Bein B'Shegig, Bein B'Mezid, whether it's on purpose or it was inadvertent. How do we know that, Zakta Medrash? Minayin Shukain, how do we know that that's true? Shenemar, Oz Nidbru Yireh Hashem Yishel Re'ehu, Vayakshev Hashem Vayishma, Vayikosev Sefer Zikaron Lefanav Liyireh Hashem L'Cheshev Shemei. Because the Pasuk says, the Pasuk Malachi says, that the Rabbeinu Shalom, when people are talking, Oz Nidbru Yireh Hashem Yishel Re'ehu, Vayakshev Hashem Vayishma, the Rabbeinu Shalom listens and he writes in the Sefer, Zichron Lefanav Liyireh Hashem L'Chesh V'Shemei. So we see that the Rebbeinu Shalom takes everything that we say and puts it down in the Sefer. And from that, the Medrash says there's a raya that no matter whether we say B'mezid of a Shegeg, B'tei B'ra, it's all written in the Sefer. And therefore, don't think to say to the Malach HaMamuna Aleinu that there was a Shkaga Shiyotzim V'Pi. What does the Medrash mean? If it was a shkaga, it was a shkaga. If it wasn't a shkaga, it wasn't a shkaga. So is the Medrash telling us that the Pasuk saying that we shouldn't say a sheker? Chas v'shalom. Maybe the pshat in the Medrash is like this. That there is no shkaga, really, when we make the WMP. A person's supposed to think, before we do anything, before we think, before we do, before we do a maaseh, before we say a dibur. A person's supposed to think, is this something that I should do or is something I shouldn't do? Is this something I should say or is it something I shouldn't say? This is what a person is mechuyev to do. The Rabbeinu Shlom gives us keiches. He gives us the keich ha-dibur. He gives us the keich ha-machshava. He gives us the keich to utilize all our evarim and gidim. We have the responsibility, the privilege and responsibility to utilize all the keiches that Rabbeinu Shlom gives us in the best possible way to do Ritzayna Yisbarach. Memela, what do I mean when I say that it was a shkaga? Would I have taken something, would I have eaten something or drunk something that may have been poisoned, bishkaga? Or would I have made sure that before I drank it or before I ate it, it was absolutely healthy? It was something that would not harm me. That's the way a person has to think about everything that we do, everything that we want to do, everything that we want to say. Has to be something that we take under serious consideration before we say it or before we do it. Is this a davar that's a kefi ratz Hashem Yisbarach? Is this going to bring a kiddush Shem Shemayim? Is this going to bring a nachas ruach kaviyachol to the Rabbeinu Shalom? Or farkert? That's what we have to think. That's what we have to make a cheshbon before we do it. Before I say a word, I need to think, is this something that the Rabbeinu Shalom wants me to say? Is this something kefi ratzayne? If I make a decision that this is something that is a favorite sign, that this is something that Rabbeinu Shalom wants me to say, then of course I should say it. But if Chas V'Shalom is something I don't know for sure that this is something that Rabbeinu Shalom wants me to do, I shouldn't do it. I shouldn't say it. The Pasuk's telling us and the Chazal are telling us, don't allow ourselves to be influenced by things that don't have any real meaning, don't have any importance, they're not part of the reality that we live in. The reality we live in is that Rabbeinu Shalom gives us keiches, and he wants us to use them la'avadas yisparach. He does not want to use them for things which are going to work contrary to the Rabbeinu Shalom's ratzon. And therefore, don't ever say it's a shkaga, because in fact, it's not really a shkaga. It's something which comes about as a result of our not valuing the responsibility that the Rabbeinu Shalom gives us, the privilege that Rabbeinu Shalom gives us to be Bnei Olamos, to be able to give the kayach in the sherashim of our neshamas, in the sherashim of the mitzvahs, that the Rabbeinu Shalom gives us the opportunity to do. If we don't take that into consideration, so feshteitzach, we talk whatever we feel like talking, whatever comes to our mind, whatever to say, we say. But if we do take into consideration that which we're doing, we do take into consideration that which we're saying, then we're going to understand that we're going to not speak dvarim shel mabakach, we're not going to speak things tam. We're only going to speak if it's something that it's important, it's something that needs to be said. The amount of dibur that a person has is limited. The amount of dibur that we utilize, but that's Hashem Yisbarach, is unlimited. The Pasuk is telling us, don't say it's a shkaga. Because there is no real such thing as shkaga. Shkaga means I don't take the Ratz Hashem Yisbarach seriously. Shkaga means I don't take my opportunity and responsibility seriously. So don't say l'fnei ha-malach ha-mamuna aleinu that it's a shkaga, because it's not an excuse. And that's why it says in the pasuk, the reason we know it is because oz nidbu yiri Hashem ilsh re'ehu ish al re'ehu v'yakshav Hashem v'yishma v'yikosef sefer zikon l'fanav l'yir Hashem l'chayshu shmai. It doesn't say things which are said only but said purposefully. It doesn't say things that were said when a person thought about whether he should say them or not. It says that Rabbeinu Shalom writes down everything. He writes down everything that he hears, and he hears everything. That the kayach hadibur that Rabbeinu Shalom gives us is something that Rabbeinu Shalom takes very seriously. And therefore, we have to understand and we have to take it very seriously in order to be able to carry out our responsibilities and our privileges of being able to create a better world, to be able to great zchusim, to give kayach to the Eilam HaElyon and the Eilam HaTachton through our maisim, through our diburim, through our machshavas, by taking them all seriously, taking the responsibility seriously, in order to be able to serve the Rabbeinu Shalom in the best possible way. Now, people are constantly, we're all thinking, what is it that the Rebbeinu Shem wants us to do? How does he want us to improve during these tkufas? What is this din all about? And about if we're not Nevi'im, we can't really know. But at the same time, we have an obligation to try to see what it might mean, or what possibilities there are for us to try to improve and to respond to the Rebbeinu Shem's desires. Possibly, one thing that could be as a result of our having to be alone and our having to be not being able to go along with our normal course of events, not in yeshivas, not in Batei Knesiyos, and many people not even in their parnasa, one of the things might be that the Rebbeinu Shem wants us to have the opportunity and therefore to take the opportunity to be able to be mezachich our own avaida. Not to think about somebody else's avaida, but to think about my avaida. What can I do? How can I improve? How can I become a better Eved Hashem? We normally don't have time to be able to focus on this. The Rebbeinu Shem is giving us time. He's giving us the situation where he's not asking us, he's telling us. He's telling us, I want you to be alone and to be to cease from the constant involvement, the never-ending involvement that you have in your lives. I want you to stop and think. I want you to stop and evaluate. I want you to stop and reassess and see what there are, what things there may be that we can be mechazik ourselves in, what things we may be able to improve upon. Again, not to take on Dvarim Gedolim, because we know that we can't keep that. And the Rebbeinu Shem knows it. And the Rebbeinu Shem doesn't expect that we're going to change Min HaKatze and HaKatze. But as we always say, the Rebbeinu Shem does want what we can do. And this is an opportunity that the Rebbeinu Shem is giving us to be able to take the time to assess and reassess, to be able to see what we can do a little bit better in order to be able to make our Avodas Hashem more serious, more responsible, and one which will bring Kaviyoch the Rebbeinu Shem and Nachas Ruach. The Rebbeinu Shem is helping that we should be able to see what it is that we can do and to try to make a small step in the direction of doing it. And the Rebbeinu Shem should see that we're responding to him and that should be a schus for us. And we should also sign at the same time be mekayim the pasuk. The pasuk in Tehillim that we brought before. Bitchu boy bechal eis. Am shifchu lefanav levavchem. Elakim mechselanu sela. To be mechazik abitochen. To be mechazik abitochen in the Rebbeinu Shlom. The Rebbeinu Shlom is there. He wants nothing more than we should be b'teach him. To know that ein oid mulvadein. To know that anything we're going to do is all hishtadlus. And the Rebbeinu Shem wants our hishtadlus, but he wants us to realize it's only hishtadlus. We should take that. We should be b'teach b'Hashem. And the source of the bitachon, the Rebbeinu Shem is ha'b'teach b'Hashem chesed yisei v'venu. The Rebbeinu Shem will deal with us with chesed, with rachamim. And b'ez Hashem yisbach, we'll come out of this matzav, come out of this din, stronger, and more karev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and bring a greater nachas ruach to the Rebbeinu Shem. Be'ez HaShem Yisbarach, b'mehirah b'yameinu, Amen.